Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds maybe a bit dry. Taxes.
Yeah, taxes. But honestly, it's fundamental if you want to understand how businesses really tick.
Absolutely. We're pulling back the curtain on, you know, how companies actually account for their tax stuff in financial reports.
Yeah.
Get into the weeds a bit.
Exactly. And our focus today is this key international standard, IAS 12. It's basically the rule book for income taxes and financial statements.
The rule book. Okay.
Our mission really is to make this less, like, you know, confusing jargon and more understandable how businesses actually report tax.
Right. So IAS 12. Where do we start? I hear it splits things up.
It does. Two main buckets, current tax and deferred tax.
Okay. Current tax sounds simple enough, like what you owe the tax man right now.
Pretty much. That's the immediate stuff, the tax payable for this year.
But you said there are two buckets. Deferred tax sounds more complicated.
It is, and often more insightful. Current tax, well, it includes recognizing that immediate bill, the recognition of current tax.
Makes sense.
And it also handles under and over provisions, basically fixing estimates from last year if you paid too much or too little. Adjusting the current bill for past mistakes, you could say.
Okay, so correcting the past. Straightforward enough, maybe.
Yeah.
Mostly. But then we hit deferred taxation. Mm-hmm. You said this is where the real insight is. Not just what's owed now, but later.
Exactly. It's the forward-looking piece. Its whole purpose is dealing with the future tax impact of things that have already happened.
Things that have happened.
Yeah.
But the tax effect comes later. How does that work?
It uses what's called the balance sheet approach. Hmm. Instead of just looking at this year's profit, it looks at the company's assets and liabilities.
Okay.
It compares the value on the company's books, the accounting value, with the value used for tax purposes, the tax base.
Ah, and they're not always the same.
Often not. And that difference, that's the key. It creates these temporary differences.
Temporary differences. Got it.
These differences drive the calculation of deferred tax. It affects the financial statements because it shows future obligations or sometimes future benefits. It gives a much better summary of approach to the company's total tax picture long term.
So that balance sheet approach and these temporary differences seem crucial. Mm-hmm. Can we dig into the details there? What does the detailed guidance actually say?
Yeah, absolutely. The guidance gets specific. It starts with nailing down that tax base for every asset and liability. Like I said, how the tax office sees its value.
Which might be different from the accountant's view.
Precisely. Think about, say, a machine. You might depreciate it one way for your accounts, but the tax rules allow a different, maybe faster depreciation. That gap, that's a temporary difference.
Okay, so the gap creates future tax effects.
Right. If the accounting value is higher than the tax base for an asset, you'll likely pay more tax later when you recover that value. That's a deferred tax liability.
A future bill building up.
Yes. And if it's the other way around, or for liabilities, you might get a deferred tax asset, a future tax saving.
Interesting. So it cuts both ways.
It does. Then you apply the expected future tax rate to these differences. That gives you the actual amount to recognize as deferred tax liabilities and assets.
Okay. Tax base, temporary differences, tax rate leads to liabilities or assets.
You got it. And the standard also covers specific situations like revaluations and deferred tax. What happens when you formally increase an asset's value on your books?
Ah, that would definitely create a difference.
Yep. And also, tax losses and deferred tax. If a company makes a loss, it might be able to carry that loss forward to reduce future tax bills. That creates a deferred tax asset.
A silver lining, sort of. Banking the loss for later.
Kind of, yeah. It all comes together in the summary of calculations showing the net position.
So for someone listening, like you, understanding this means you can see beyond just this year's tax payment. These temporary differences, they reveal potential future tax hits or maybe future savings tucked away.
Exactly. It gives a much truer picture of financial health. It's not just about current profit. It's about future obligations and sustainability. Seeing the whole iceberg, like you said earlier.
Right, not just the tip.
Mastering these nuances, current versus deferred under IAS 12, it's really about understanding a company's long-term financial stability and its real tax landscape. It's more than just ticking accounting boxes.
It definitely sounds like a deeper way to look at things. Which leaves us with a question for you, our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
How might knowing about these concepts, especially temporary differences, change how you look at financial news? Or maybe how you size up an investment? Does it make you think differently about reported profits?
Good question. Something to definitely chew on.
Indeed. Something to think about until our next deep dive.